It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welk, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1. Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike 3, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park in Brooklyn, New York, it is almost that time for Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. Tonight, game number 4 of 6 and game number 10 of a 2-week, 12-game homestand. Tonight, it is the Brooklyn Cyclones playing host to the Aberdeen Ironbirds, the high A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. What's going on, everybody? So glad to have you on board with Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Well, for the Cyclones yesterday, it was one of those contests where the final score not truly reflective of the game that was. Brooklyn 7-1 losers in 10 innings. Aberdeen scoring 6 of their 7 runs in the top of the 10th. But that is not to say that Brooklyn did not have some standout individual performances. Jonah Tong made his highly anticipated High A 2024 debut here with the Cyclones, and impressed to say the least. 5 innings of only 1 unearned run, surrenders 2 hits, struck out 7 in the process. So that means if you combine Tong's totals from his time with Single A St. Lucie with his Brooklyn debut yesterday, he now has tossed 23 2/3 innings here in 2024. And still has yet to allow an earned run. He has allowed 2 unearned runs. One of them was yesterday. But the ERA for Jonah technically is still 0.00. And he will look to build on that next week on the road. It wasn't just Tong, though, from a pitching standpoint. Because after him, Dakota Hawkins, the right-hander, came in out of the Brooklyn bullpen. And he was stupendous. 4 scoreless one-hit innings. Did not walk anybody. And struck out 4. So you combine Tong and Hawkins with really 9 one-run, 3-hit innings. Extra innings were where things got a little murky for the Cyclones. Joshua Cornealy taking the loss, allowing 6 runs, 5 of which were earned, only recorded 1 out, giving up 4 base hits. So for Aberdeen, they saved all their scoring for really the home stretch of that game, putting up that 6 spot in the top of the 10th. For Brooklyn, a chance to respond tonight. Aberdeen does hold this series lead now 2-1 as we enter the back half of this 6-game set. Starting pitchers tonight for the Cyclones, it'll be the right-hander Brandon Sproat making his, we'll call it a return to the starting rotation, even though Brandon didn't miss any time. It was just so happened that the last time he was expected to toe the slab, Tyler McGill was assigned to high A Brooklyn on a rehab assignment. So that meant Sproat had to come out of the bullpen. Didn't really faze him all too much. In fact, didn't really faze him at all. He went 5 innings, 2 hits, only 1 unearned run, a season high tying 5 strikeouts, and threw the most pitches he has in an outing up until this point, right in the mid-70s. So it will be very interesting to see as a lot of these Brooklyn arms now continue to get stretched out. What exactly the number is for Sproat this evening as far as how deep into this ball game he could go if he's on his A game. He'll oppose a right-hander for the Ironbirds by the name of Zachary Fruit, making his 5th start of the season. Fruit not off to a bad start whatsoever. He does carry an 0-1 record into this contest, but he's got a sub-4 ERA. Fruit's someone who has kind of bounced around between being a starter and reliever over the course of his baseball career. Orioles took him in the 9th round a summer ago out of Troy, and he is now a full-time starter in this Baltimore organization, and so far, so good. So, Justin, a enticing pitching matchup and a lot to look forward to here on this Friday night.
Absolutely is, and going to be great to see Sproat try and build off of that performance he had last Saturday in support of Tylor Megill. And Sproat, a guy who seems like more and more with each passing outing, that first start where he walked five was more of an aberration than anything else. He's been in much more command of the entire zone the last couple of times out. And it'll be interesting to see how he handles an Aberdeen lineup that comes into play today. I believe still top three in the league in batting average. So this is a very good hitting lineup at Aberdeen and should be a really good test for Brandon Sproat here this afternoon, taking on Zachary Fruit, who, as you mentioned, has been off to a pretty solid start as well.
Well, Brooklyn pitching coach Dan McKinney says, Sproat, what makes him so unique, what makes him so powerful is the fact that he is confident in being in the zone with all four of his pitches, the fastball, the slider, the curve, and the change. We'll see how confident he is being in the zone tonight against these Iron Bird batters. All right, we'll step aside. You're on the Cyclones pregame show. When we come back, we will give you tonight's starting lineups for the Mets and Orioles High A affiliates before we get underway here on Coney Island. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Cyclones pregame show on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but there's so many other.
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
The lineup cards being exchanged by Gilbert Gomez for the Cyclones, Felipe Rojas Jr. for the Ironbirds. That means it is right about that time to give you tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Aberdeen Ironbirds, who now enter play tonight, a game up on Brooklyn, 13-11. Cyclones are an even 500 at 12-12. So here's the starting nine for the Ironbirds, as mentioned, pieced together by their manager, Felipe Rojas Jr. Tavian Josenberger is the leadoff man. He plays center field, the switch hitter atop the batting order for the Ironbirds. Nick Maton, the minor league rehabber with major league experience, is the lefty hitting two batter. He plays shortstop. Been a little bit of a slow series for Matt Horvath, but he stays in there in the three hole, playing at second base tonight for Aberdeen. Matthew Etzel, red hot as of recently, was 0-5 yesterday, though. He cleans up and bats fourth. Creed Willems, the catcher, he's in the five spot. Willems had a day off from the starting lineup yesterday, but did enter the contest a little bit later on in a pinch hit appearance and registered a base hit in his only at bat. Elio Prado bats sixth. He's out in left. Then Carter Young, the switch hitter at the hot corner, batting seventh, followed by Douglas Hodo, the right fielder, in the eighth spot. And then Adam Retzbach, day off in the field. He's the designated hitter, batting ninth. And on the mound tonight for Aberdeen, it is the right-hander Zach Fruit. Numbers for him so far this season, four games, all of them in a starting capacity, 16 1/3 innings. The ERA, not bad whatsoever, 3.86. Does have an 0-1 record, 18 strikeouts to 8 walks. One more time for Aberdeen, Josenberger, Maton, Horvath, the top three. Then in the middle, it's Etzel, Willems, and Prado, followed by Young, Hodo, and Retzbach, rounding out the starting nine for the Ironbirds. Now for the Cyclones, again, an even 500 at 12-12 overall. They enter play today, 2.5 games back of the two teams tied for first place in the North Division as things stand right now, both Greensboro and Hudson Valley at 14-9 through 23 games. So here's Gomi's nine tonight. Wilfredo Lara leads off and plays second base. Ryan Clifford in the infield today. He plays first and hits second. Stanley Consuegra, man straightaway center. He hits third. Nick LaRusso, the cleanup man at the hot corner. Another extra base hit for LaRusso yesterday. Also scored a run. William Lugo, the shortstop, bats fifth. It was a day off for Lugo yesterday, but penciled back in there right in the middle of the Brooklyn batting order tonight. Drake Osborne returns to the starting lineup. Christian Pregent's turn to catch yesterday. Osborne swaps in today. He hits sixth. Jeffrey De Los Santos out in right, bat seventh. Then Jose Hernandez, the designated hitter, eighth. And then Omar De Los Santos out in left field, bats ninth. The brand new stolen base king, Omar De Los Santos, in the nine spot and playing left field. And on the mound tonight for Brooklyn, it is the right-hander out of the University of Florida. That, of course, none other than Brandon Sproat. Good weekend to be a Florida alum in the Mets organization. Christian Scott getting the call. Now Brandon Sproat will try and showcase his best stuff on a Friday night in front of the home Cyclone fans. Numbers for the season on Sproat, 4 appearances, 3 starts. Again, the only relief outing there because of Tyler McGill's rehab appearance with the Cyclones a week ago. But across those 4 appearances, a 1-0 record, a very shiny 1.23 ERA, which is actually the same exact number as his WHIP, walks, hits per innings pitch. Usually, Justin, when your ERA and your WHIP are the same exact figure at 1.23, that's a pretty good thing. He's also got 17 strikeouts to 9 walks across 14 innings and change. One more time quickly for the Cyclones before we step aside with the national anthem. The top three, Lara, Clifford, and Consuegra, then LaRusso, Lugo, Osborne in the middle. Final third, Jeffrey De Los Santos, Jose Hernandez, and then Omar De Los Santos with Brandon Sproat doing the pitching. All right, Cyclones are going to try to even it up at 2 games apiece here on this Friday night. Hope you'll ring in the weekend with us. After a short break, it's Brooklyn and Aberdeen coming up on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
Goat.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but
so
there's
hyped.
So many other...
They're talking about the goat, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Well, it's just about time for baseball on this Friday night alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock, so glad to have you with us. Mix of blue sky, a little bit of clouds hanging overhead on this Friday night as the Cyclones and Ironbirds get ready to play Game 4 of this six-game series. And Brandon Sproat getting ready to toe the slab for the Cyclones here tonight. And Brandon Sproat on a weekend, as Johnny mentioned a few moments ago, a big weekend for former Florida Gators and the Mets organization. We'll talk a little bit about what's on tap for Christian Scott tomorrow a little bit later on in our ball game here tonight. But Brandon Sproat has been so good when called upon for the Cyclones so far this year. Sproat, 6'3", 215 pounds, 23 years old from Pace, Florida, the Mets' second-round pick last year out of the SEC. Fifth appearance, fourth start, 1-0 record, a 1.23 ERA, just nine hits in 14 and two-thirds innings, nine walks, 17 strikeouts, but only four walks for Sproat over his last three appearances. Five of those nine came in the home opener for Brooklyn, his professional debut on a chilly night against Asheville. But Sproat outstanding in support of Tylor McGill and Josh Hetchka last Saturday, a career-high five innings, two hits, one unearned run, just one walk, tied a career best with five strikeouts, as Johnny outlined earlier, went a career-high 76 pitches as well. As we take a look at Brooklyn defensively tonight, left to right in the outfield, Omar De Los Santos, Stanley Consuegra, and Jeffrey De Los Santos. Third to first around the infield, Nick LaRusso, William Lugo, Wilfredo Lara, and Ryan Clifford, with Drake Osborne serving as the catcher behind the dish. Right now here on Coney Island, weather-wise, probably a little bit chillier than Brandon Sproat, a Florida native, would like, 53 degrees. But the wind isn't overwhelming like it can be sometimes this time of year. Right now, just 8 mile-per-hour wind gusts to the southeast. As Tavian Josenberger had an RBI last night, has brought in three runs in the series. He'll lead things off for Aberdeen here tonight. But beforehand, Jeffrey De Los Santos retreating back to his spot in right field. Good eyes by Drake Osborne to realize De Los Santos wasn't set there. So now we're ready. Sproat ready. So is Josenberger. Our first pitch of the night is a fastball high at 95, and we're underway at 7:02 Eastern time. Josenberger, 1-for-4 yesterday, 3-for-13 in the series. The righty's 1-0, and there's a fastball at 94, and the count evens and a ball and a strike. Josenberger, the 100th pick in last year's MLB draft, hitting at 206, a homer and 10 batted in. The 1-1. At the knees, another fastball. And Sproat jumps ahead, a ball and two strikes. Josenberger, a 677 OPS coming into play today. The 1-2 from Brandon. And fouled back. And Josenberger stays alive. Josenberger tied with Omar De Los Santos for second in the entire league in stolen bases coming into play here tonight. Chandler Simpson of Bowling Green leading the way right now. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on the breaking ball. Beauty down and away. And Brandon Sproat begins his night with a strikeout. One out in the top of the first.
A big thing for Sproat, Justin, the command. If he can be in the zone early, attack these hitters, get ahead in counts, and set up those lethal breaking balls to generate those swings and misses, it's going to be a pretty good day for him.
So now the Major League veteran and minor league rehabber Nick Maton, and a curveball from Sproat fumbles into the zone for a strike. Maton has been lifted in the seventh inning. Each of his first two rehab games was 0-for-3 yesterday. Was Jonah Tong's first Cyclone strikeout victim. As Nick takes outside, a ball and a strike. Maton, 1-for-5 so far this week with Aberdeen. 6-for-17 in five games at AAA Norfolk before landing on the injured list. The 1-1 and a fastball on the outside. Black at 95. And Sproat ahead, a ball and two strikes.
Yeah, very similar to what we saw from Tong yesterday, to my point earlier about just attacking these hitters and making a point to really not fall behind in counts.
The 1-2, and Maton pulls it foul up the line. First base side, it remains a ball and two strikes. Maton No stranger to the South Atlantic League when he was drafted by the Phillies, came through the Sally on his way to the big leagues, played for the Blue Claws when they were still known as Lakewood, a midseason all-star in 2018. As time called before the 1-2, but Maton, 734 OPS that year, 8 homers, 51 RBIs. The 1-2. And a fastball ripped by him at 96. Strike 3 swinging. Oh, he reared back for something extra there. And Maton left helpless for the second out of the first inning. That K brought to you by our friends at BKFC. The Brooklyn Football Club is bringing soccer to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit BrooklynFootballClub.com. Matt Horvath, the batter. And he takes the slider in the dirt. It's 1-0. Horvath 0-for-3, walked a couple of times yesterday. Just 1-for-12 in the series. Coming off a solid week last week at home, where he went 5-for-15 against Jersey Shore. So struggled a bit here this week on the road. The 1-0. And Horvath puts it in the air right side. Out is the second baseman, Lara. He calls for it. Jeffrey De Los Santos behind him. And Lara makes the two-handed grab to close out a 1-2-3 top half of the first inning. So Brandon Sproat needs just 12 pitches to sit down Aberdeen in the first. Through a half, Aberdeen nothing. Here come the Cyclones on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Zach Fruit on the mound tonight for Aberdeen, trying to extend the Ironbirds' winning streak to 3. Fruit, the right-hander, stands at 6'4", 212 pounds, 23 years old, from Ypsilanti, Michigan, ninth-round pick of the Orioles last year out of Troy University in Alabama. The numbers for Fruit so far this year, making his fifth start tonight, 0-1, a 3.86 ERA, 14 hits and 16 in a third innings, 8 walks, 18 strikeouts so far this year for Fruit. As Wilfredo Lara will lead things off in the bottom of the opening frame. Lara 0-for-5 yesterday, 2-for-9 in the series, hitting at 208, 10-for-48 on the year. Fruit working from the stretch, and his first pitch of the night, a fastball high and tight at 94. And the count 1-0. Lara, no homers and an RBI. 6-for-28. It's a 214 average during this two-week homestand, the 1-0. And Lara fouls it off the hands. And the count even, a ball and a strike. Lara, the youngest player on this Cyclones roster, did not turn 20 until the end of last week. The 1-1. Breaking ball downstairs. And the count, two balls and a strike. Fruit, first appearance for him since last Saturday. Took a no decision against Jersey Shore, went four innings, gave up a couple of runs, but only two hits, the 2-1. And there is 94 down and away for a called strike two. Tied a season high with 3 walks, also tied a season best with 5 strikeouts. As time called at home plate, our umpiring crew on this Friday night. Behind the plate calling balls and strikes, Jamal Allen, Connor Kroll, the Jersey native on the bags. The 2-2 down and away. And it's full three balls and two strikes. Fruit, ninth round pick, as you mentioned last year, signed for just $40,000 out of Troy. The payoff pitch, and Lara in the air right side. And this one ticketed for a group. And just landing behind him and back towards the first base concourse. And now those youngsters who were seated a few moments ago are going to chase after a souvenir. But Fruit started his college career in his home state of Michigan. The payoff pitch to Wilfredo, inside ball four at 96. And Lara's on with a walk to start the ballgame.
And that's something I think Gilbert Gomez and the rest of this Cyclones coaching staff would love to see Wilfredo Lara do a little more of. Walk number eight on the season for him. Obviously, we want your leadoff man, which Lara has been more often than not, to be able to set the table, and displays a patient eye there.
Yeah, walk right after that plate appearance, right over 14%. As Ryan Clifford, who has been so adept at drawing free passes, takes a called strike. And the count 0-1. The walk rate for Clifford coming into today up over 23%. Well above average. The 0-1. Bender outside. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. But Clifford 0-for-3 with a walk yesterday. Hitting at .230. A homer, six runs batted in. Has reached in seven straight games. The 1-1. Runner starts and stops. And Clifford takes the fastball away. It's two balls and a strike. But Fruit started his college career playing community college ball in Lansing, Michigan. Spent 1 year there before moving on to his hometown of Ypsilanti and Eastern Michigan University, the 2-1. And Clifford off the screen. It's two balls and two strikes. Fruit, no stranger to at least one of the guys in the Brooklyn first base dugout, played with the Frederick Keys, the MLB Draft League in 2022, before moving on to Troy. The runner starts and stops. And again, Clifford takes outside for ball three. I played with that Frederick Keys team, which ironically used to be a Baltimore Orioles affiliate. As a throw over to first, glances off of Lara, rolls all the way towards the first base Brooklyn dugout, and Lara's going to take second base without a throw. Edsel ended up losing his glove in the fracas over there at first base, but the throw over from Fruit, I thought it hit Lara before it rolled towards the first base dugout, and the error on the pitcher allows Brooklyn to put a man in scoring position. So another 3-2 count to start this ball game for Fruit. The payoff pitch coming. This time a called strike three. No argument from Clifford. As the outside edge painted there by Fruit at 95. And there's one away in the bottom of the first. Take a look at Aberdeen defensively tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Elio Prado, Tavian Josenberger, and Douglas Hodo the third. Stanley Consuegra, the batter for Brooklyn. And he swings at the breaking ball, hits it in the air to left. Back goes Prado to the warning track at the fence, looks around, and that one is off the wall. Lara got a good read. He's around third. He'll slide in head first safely as Stanley Consuegra stops at second with an RBI double, and Brooklyn takes a 1-0 lead. Didn't quite have enough distance to get it out of the ballpark. But 105.2 off the fence does mighty fine.
Well, if there wasn't a second row of advertisements, Justin, I think it probably would have gotten out. I believe it went right off that Maimonides Health sign. Really the same exact color as the Aberdeen jerseys, but either way, very nice job by Stanley to barrel it up.
That double from Stanley Consuegra calls for a Barrel Smith barrel-aged cocktail. Put the barrel on the ball. That's exactly what Stanley did there as Nick LaRusso takes a called strike one. LaRusso, team leader in batting average, as well as RBI, hitting .297, two homers, 14 ribbies. The 0-1 inside with a slider. And it's even at a ball and a strike. LaRusso 4-for-10 in the series. He's had an outstanding homestand. 9-for-25, an OPS over 1,000. The 1-1 is a called strike. And it's 1-2 now. Third to first around the infield for Aberdeen tonight. Carter Young, Nick Maton, Matt Horvath, and Matthew Etzel with Creed Willems, one of the Orioles' top 30 prospects, doing the catching behind home. Lights have flickered on, but not a ton of effect just yet. The 1-2, and LaRusso, broken bat in the air, center field. Racing on is Josenberger, makes the shoestring grab, throw back to second, and they double off Consuegra to end the inning. Consuegra was caught in no man's land off second, waffling back and forth whether or not that ball would drop, but a nice catch by Josenberger on the run and throws to second for the force to end the inning. But Brooklyn takes the lead on the RBI double by Consuegra. After one, it's 1-0 Brooklyn on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I am the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here.
All season long, see the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
Go to the top of the second. Brooklyn spots Brandon Sproat a 1-0 lead. We'll celebrate them tomorrow, but calling all kids, the only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see the Cyclones for doing it. All kids 18 and under are invited to join our Home Run Readers for the year. But the nifty blue and orange uniforms, blue bases, and when you look at the back of the uniform, if you're watching on MILB TV and Bally Live, you know what I mean. As Prado takes inside and low, it's 1-0. But that blue fades up to white right around the shoulders. And on the sleeves of the uniform, displaying the Brooklyn and New York City skyline. 1-0. Up and away. Two balls and a strike on Prado.
Yeah, I think they're the unofficial Friday jerseys for the Cyclones. 1-1 when wearing these amazing
the kick, the 2-0, and Prado takes outside. It's three balls and no strikes. Prado, big two-run base hit in the 10th inning yesterday. 5-for-14, four RBIs in this series. It's a third of how many he has accrued this year. The 3-0 is a fastball, high ball four. So Brandon Sproat, a four-pitch walk with two out here in the second inning. And that the first free pass, first base runner allowed by Brandon so far tonight. And now here is Carter Young. I don't know if Carter did tradesies with one of his coaches on the uniform. Was wearing 25 allegedly for a period of time on Tuesday, the opening game of the series. As Young takes the fastball on the outside corner, it's 0-1. Young came on for Nick Maton yesterday. He, too, had a big two RBI base hit in extras. Two-run double down the line and left, made it a 5-1 game at the time. The kick, the 0-1. Missed his spot inside. It's even a ball and a strike. But look at the roster, and Young's listed at number 25. Hitting coach Zach Cole is number 11. Unless Zach Cole is doing his best Carter Young impersonation, I think they just maybe swapped uniforms this weekend. The 1-1. Foul back to the padded wall. And the count 1-2. Young Just 8 for 69 at the plate to start the year. No homers, 7 runs batted in. The former Vanderbilt Commodore. And Washington Gatorade Player of the Year. One on, two out, 1-0 Brooklyn. The 1-2. This flare down the left field line and off the screen. And Young remains in there with a 1-ball, 2-strike count. Ball in Sproat's right arm, dangling at his side as he gets the sign from Osborne. Clifford holds on the runner at first, and a throw back to the bag, and Prado able to dive back safely. This is an Aberdeen team that loves to run. Picked up a swath of stolen bases in this series, and they have 4 of the 5 leaders in this league in stolen bags on this Iron Bird roster. Another long set, the 1-2, and Young was stepping out of the box on the pitch. And I believe that pitch is not going to count, and they granted Young time. I believe that's what that point was there from Jamal Allen, and based on the finger points, that's exactly what the case is. So Young misses out on a 2-ball, 2-strike count. And instead, here comes the 1-2 from Sproat. Kicks at 3. And he strikes out Young with a fastball. 96 miles an hour up in the zone. A foul tip into the glove of Osborne. And 3 strikeouts for Sproat through 2 innings so far tonight. No runs. No hits. 1 left on a walk at the end of 1.5. 1-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods. Plus, exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Drake Osborne in the on-deck circle as we speak. Lugo, Osborne, Jeffrey, De Los Santos, the 3 scheduled to bat for Brooklyn. In the top of the second inning, or rather bottom of the second inning, I beg your pardon. Brooklyn a 1-0 lead here on this Friday night. Couple of big groups in attendance here this evening at Maimonides Park. Always great to see those group hats out in full force as William Lugo takes inside for ball one. Lugo 0-for-2 yesterday. Actually 0-for-2, I should say, on Wednesday. Did not play in yesterday's ballgame. The 0-1 popped in the air. Straight up, Fruit pointing at it. Who's going to take it? Third baseman Young comes on in front of the pitcher's mound. Makes the grab for the first out of the second. Looked like he was going to get dicey there for a second with the pitcher and catcher rather stationary. But Carter Young saw it the whole way. And one out in the second inning for Drake Osborne. Drake 0-for-3 with a walk in the series opener on Tuesday, but has not played since. And the first pitch to Osborne in the air left center field. Ticketed towards the gap on the move to his left, Prado. And he'll make the grab in front of the TD Bank signage for the second out. Osborne hit it well, just a good read from Prado. and able to make the catch in the gap.
Osborne continues to hit the ball hard. Obviously would have preferred a different outcome, but making good contact, he's certainly on it.
So two quick outs for Fruit here in the second. And now Jeffrey De Los Santos, the batter. Lefty against righty. And the 20-year-old takes outside for ball one. Jeffrey, 1-for-4 yesterday. 1-for-6 so far this year with Brooklyn. And 4-for-24 between here and St. Lucie, the 1-0. Out in front of the change. And the count evens a ball and a strike. Aberdeen wearing the powder blues for the third straight day. Didn't wear the powder blue pants last night, but they're back again today. The 1-1. Off the hands, it's 1-2. Fastball that time at 94. Ironbirds in white script across the chest. White numerals front and back. Want to say the powder blue caps are a new addition to the uniform kits this year. Powder blue cap, powder blue bill with the orange crab for the state of Maryland on the front as De Los Santos early on the changeup. Strike three, and the inning is over. So Fruit picks up his second strikeout and records his first 1-2-3 inning of the day. We're through two, 1-0 Brooklyn on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Go to the third inning. Brooklyn nursing a 1-0 lead on this Friday night. Fans, tonight's game brought to you by Panorama Bus Tours. For safety and quality, like the Cyclones get on the road, visit them on the web at panoramabustours.com or call 973-470-9700. Travel with us. Travel safe. And you're safe with Johnny Gadamowicz as he takes over the play-by-play in the third.
Stanley Consuegra's run-scoring double, the only hit of the ball game up until this point. 1-0 Cyclones as we go to the top of the third. 8-9-1 due up for Aberdeen. Brandon Sproat's first pitch. Line drive, center field, base hit. Douglas Hodo squared it up perfectly, shot it right through the middle of the infield, and Aberdeen has their first base knock of the game.
Yeah, 102.5 straight through the middle. Just how they draw it up in batting practice.
Well, Hodo was only 1-for-10 in the series since joining Aberdeen from single-A Delmarva. Maybe that gets him going in the right direction. So a runner on first, nobody out. Now the designated hitter, Adam Retzbach, last Aberdeen batter to come to bat for the first time tonight. Wearing number 17 on his North Carolina blue jersey, Brandon Sproat's first pitch. Flared foul down the right field line and out of play. 0-1. Game four of a six-game set between these two squads. First appearance, first start of the series for Brandon Sproat, coming off a relief outing after Tylor McGill made a rehab start here last week. He tosses over to first. Head first dive back safely by the runner Hodo. So Sproat ahead on Retzbach, 0-1. Aberdeen designated hitter going through it a bit as of recently, just 2 for his last 18. Big hole on the right side for him with the first baseman Clifford holding the runner on. Sproat out of the stretch. Long hold at the belt. 0-1 home. Misses outside. 1-1 strike. That time 93 on the gun from Brandon. After Retzbach, we go back to the top for Tavian Josenberger and the minor league rehabbing Nick Maton. Whole lot of variety in this Aberdeen lineup in terms of the handedness of their batters. Plenty of lefties, couple switch hitters in there as well. 1-1 misses down and in, and it's 2-1 to Retzbach, a righty batter. Hodo, who's on first now, and Retzbach up to bat, the only consecutive true righties in Aberdeen's lineup tonight. 2-1 the count. Retzbach at just .152 this season, and the pitch. Breaking ball clips the inner half for a called strike, and it's 2-2. Retzbach out of Lehigh. All Patriot League first-teamer as a catcher during his college days. Asks for time, it's granted. That pitch clock resets, and now he digs back into the righty batter's box. Second baseman Lara shaded towards the second base bag. 2-2 upcoming from Sproat, the former Florida Gator. Again, another long hold. Two on the timer. Here's the pitch. Runner goes, cut and a miss. Throw down from Osborne, late. And it's a swiped bag for Douglas Hodo as Aberdeen puts a runner in scoring position with only one out here. Retzbach down on strikes. That was strike three. Brandon Sproat now with his fourth strikeout through 2 1/3 innings of work. He's been on his A game, but he'll have to deal with a man in scoring position here and one away. As we turn the lineup card back to the top for Tavian Josenberger, switch hitter batting left. Pitch. Josenberger takes outside, and it's 1-0. Well, Josenberger, who has occupied the leadoff spot for Aberdeen, all of this series. Rests that bat off his left shoulder. He's got bright orange batting gloves. 1-0. Josenberger takes a bending breaking ball for a strike. And it's 1-1. When Sproat has that breaking ball working, the curve that you complement with 96 up in the zone, it could make for a lethal combination. And he has showcased it during his time in Brooklyn. ERA sub-2 entering play today. 1-1. Swinging a broken bat flare down the left field line and foul. And when I say broken bat, I mean knob and then the rest of the bat.
And that will be serving as kindling, maybe in one of the dugouts as soon as tonight. I don't know.
So Josenberger back to the third base side to retrieve a new piece of lumber before he prepares himself for a 1-2 delivery from Brandon Sproat. Josenberger 0-for-1 today, one of those four strikeout victims that Sproat has garnered up until this point. Rays of sunshine. Poking down below, right now directly onto the loop-de-loop on the Thunderbolt. It's shimmering. One ball, two strikes, runner on second. 1-0 Cyclones, and the pitch. Misses a little bit low, two balls, two strikes.
And prove I'm such a millennial kid. Whenever I hear you say loop-de-loop in relation to the roller coaster, the only thing I can think of is the SpongeBob SquarePants tying your sneakers on.
Sure, yep.
Loop-de-loop and pull.
A SpongeBob classic.
Maybe it's just Education Day yesterday rubbing off on me.
Toss over to check on the runner. Again, diving back safely. Hodo got underneath the tag of the shortstop, William Lugo. So two balls, two strikes, one gone. Runner on second base. Aberdeen trying to pull even here, top three. Sproat, the right-hander. Deals it 2-2. Breaking ball in there. Strike three called. He rung him up. Change up that time from Sproat. Just tucked it in at the knees. He's got back-to-back punch outs. One swinging and one looking. Five in totality tonight. And there's two away for Nick Maton.
Yeah, he's already tied his career best. There's only two out in the third.
Accomplished that last time out over five relief innings. More than a strikeout per inning arm entering play tonight. The pitch. Maton takes downstairs, 1-0. 17 punches through 14 2/3 coming into this contest. So here's Maton, as you mentioned earlier, Justin. Seventh round selection back in 2017 by the Philadelphia Phillies organization. 1-0 to him. Maton thought about swinging, then laid off because it was low for ball two. part of the Gregory Soto trade a couple of seasons ago between the Phillies and the Detroit Tigers. That's where Maton got his first major league crack in Detroit just a season ago. 2-0. Called strike, lower half, and it's 2-1. Did have a little time in the majors with Philly towards the back end of 2022, but it was 2023 where he got his first real shot at any sort of regular playing time and didn't start out too great. In fact, the first half was rather bad. 2-1. Maton takes a little bit low, and Sproat falls behind 3-1. And right about the halfway point in 2023, Maton, among qualified hitters, was quite literally the worst in baseball at .163 through 72 games. That's 18 points lower than the next lowest guy. 3-1. Maton swings and misses, and it's 3-2. So Sproat bidding for 3 straight punches. Hodo remains off of second base. It's Brooklyn 1, Aberdeen nothing here, top 3. Runner goes, swing and a miss, strike 3. Pulled the string on a changeup again, and Brandon Sproat does indeed get back-to-back-to-back strikeouts. He's got 6-3. His Cyclones up 1-0 as we go to the home third on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
.891 due up for Brooklyn as we go to the bottom of the third from Maimonides Park with Justin Rock. My name is Johnny Gadamowitz. Thanks so much for spending some of your Friday night with us. Brooklyn leads 1-0. RBI double from Stanley Consuegra in the bottom of the first has been the difference up until this point. Jose Hernandez, Omar De Los Santos, then Wilfredo Lara for Brooklyn in the frame. First pitch, swing and a miss on a 94-mile-an-hour heater from the right-handed pitcher, Zach Fruit, on now for his third inning of work tonight. Ahead on Jose Hernandez, 0-1, righty-righty matchup, and the pitch misses up and in. Another high heater, but that time above the zone, and it's a ball and a strike. So for Hernandez, does have hits in back-to-back games since an 0-for-19 skid. Trying to get things going in the right direction, 1-1. Hernandez takes a breaking ball for a strike. Change up that time from Fruit. And it's 1-2 to the Cyclones' DH. Defense straight up. Outside of the first baseman, Etzel playing a bit off the line. 1-2. Hernandez swings and misses through a fastball for strike 3. 95 on the gun. Zach Fruit has back-to-back strikeouts since dating back to last inning. And there's one away with the bases empty for Omar De Los Santos. So maybe he saw Brandon Sproat, Brooklyn starter, punch 3 in a row and says, all right, now it's my turn.
And that, never since Stanley Consuegra RBI double, he's retired 5 straight hitters.
Starting to find a groove. Now he gets Omar for the first time tonight. First pitch, and De Los Santos takes inside towards the wrists. 1-1. De Los Santos hit just a .197, one homer, six ribbies, but 15 stolen bases. 1-0 to him. De Los Santos swings and misses. Heavy hack. Uppercut swing from the outfielder. All he caught was air, and it's 1-1. Omar's got multiple steals in three of his last five games. 1-1. Called strike, outside corner. Fastball that time from Fruit. And it's 1-2. Well, that's par for the course for someone who was deemed the fastest base runner in the system by Baseball America a season ago. 1-2. De Los Santos takes the strike three call on the outside corner. Whole lot of fastballs from Zach Fruit in that at-bat. And De Los Santos just couldn't do anything with him. And now Fruit has three straight strikeouts.
Yeah, dialed that last one up to 96 to get De Los Santos looking. Couple of right-handers tonight, Johnny, with very lively heaters.
Wilfredo Lara next as we go back to the top of this Cyclones batting order. Pitch. Lara takes low, 1-0. Righty-righty matchup. Wilfredo walked his first time up. Later came around to score on that RBI double from Stanley Consuegra. 1-0. Lara swings and fouls it away out into the parking lot to our right. And it's 1-1. So Fruit, someone who has not always been a starter. You rewind back to his collegiate career, which you alluded to earlier, Justin, had a couple different stops along the way. 1-1. Lara chops it on the ground. Shortstop Maton in, collects, and relays over to first to retire the side. 1-2-3, bottom of the third for Zach Fruit. Pitcher's duel on hand here early in Brooklyn. Let's go to the fourth. 1-0 Cyclones on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer, because amazing starts here.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Moving right along from Maimonides Park, we go to the top of the fourth, where the Brooklyn Cyclones have a 1-0 lead on the Aberdeen Ironbirds. 3-4-5 due up in the frame for the Orioles High A affiliate, starting with Mac Horvath. Righty slugger, Brandon Sproat right back to work. First pitch, Horvath takes a breaking ball for a called strike. Nothing in one. Interesting, Sproat starting him out with the curve there. Fastball has had some real late life. But that time keeping Horvath on his toes, starting him out with the soft stuff. 0-1. Goes to a curve yet again. That time misses outside. One ball and one strike. Horvath 0-for-1 today. Popped up to second the first time through. Aberdeen has only one base hit up until this point. Came from Douglas Hodo, the eighth batter. 1-1. Horvath takes a fastball for a strike. And it's 1-2. So Mac, a former UNC Tar Heel, very similar to the color of those Aberdeen jerseys tonight, but interestingly enough, from Austin, Minnesota. 1-2. Horvath swings and misses. Foul tip not held by the catcher Osborne, so it will remain one ball and two strikes. Drake just couldn't quite squeeze it. So how does somebody from the state of Minnesota find himself in sunny Chapel Hill playing college ball. 1-2 up coming from Sproat. Here's the pitch. Misses downstairs, two balls, two strikes. Well, Max said just attended a perfect game event in high school his freshman year. UNC scouts there. He said he didn't even know they had a baseball team. Thought they were just a basketball school. 2-2. Horvath swings and cracks it to dead center. Stanley Consuegra chasing it back and gets there just in time to camp underneath, reach up, and make the one-handed catch for out number one. Now the cleanup batter, Matthew Edsel, lefty swinging first baseman. Edsel red hot at the plate as of recently. Yesterday, his first game without a hit since going back to April the 25th. Today's May 3rd. First pitch, fastball for a strike, 0-1. 12 for his last 24. That's an even 500 with a homer, three doubles, a triple. Maybe most impressively, only three strikeouts. A one in the dirt. One ball and one strike. Edsel, someone who coming into the season not mentioned on a lot of top 30 Orioles farmhand lists, but could find himself there come some midseason re-ranks. 1-1. Edsel whacks it foul into the netting on the third base side. And it's 1-2.
And also just another example of how deep this Orioles farm system is right now.
Yeah, that's something that Edsel himself was really happy about when he learned it was the Orioles system he would be joining. 1-2 from Sproat. Swing and a miss, strike three. That time on the breaking ball from Brandon, who now has seven strikeouts through 3 2/3. Bases empty, two gone for Creed Willems. But yeah, Edsel saying, once he saw it was indeed the Orioles, knowing their history with the number one overall farm system ranking that they garnered a couple of years back, how well they've been developing their players. He was excited to say the least. First pitch to Creed Willems. Misses down and away, one ball and no strikes. Day off for Willems yesterday, or at least so he thought, until he entered as a pinch hitter later in the game. Went 1-for-1, also scored a run. Infield swung to the right, the pitch. Willems waves and misses. I think it was the change that time from Sproat, but it checked in at 88, and it's 1-1. Sproat works from the full wind with the bases empty, two away. 1-0 Brooklyn here, top four. Delivers, swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes, probably would have been ball too low, but Creed Willems, the recently named South Atlantic League Player of the Month in April, behind 1-2, needs to get defensive here. Sproat gets the sign from his battery mate Osborne. Left leg kick and the pitch. Misses down and in. Willems had to scurry out of the way of it. And it's two balls and two strikes. Yeah, led the circuit in total bases, RBIs, slugging percentage. Tied for the home run lead as well in the month of April. 2-2, misses low, three balls and two strikes. Oh, Brandon Sproat has only walked one batter tonight, in danger of issuing a second free pass here to Aberdeen's five hitter. Willems 0-for-1 with a ground out thus far. Here's a 3-2 pitch, misses outside. Breaking ball that didn't have enough break to catch that outside corner. So the two-out walk drawn by Creed Willems. That'll bring up Elio Prado with two away. 1-0 Brooklyn. We're in the top of the fourth in what has been a pitcher's duel up until this point. So Sproat will shift gears from the full wind to the much shorter stretch with a runner on first. First toss. Misses well outside. Nice job by Osborne to go sprawling to his right to backhand that baseball and prevent it from going to the backstop. Cotton candy skies out over the ocean beyond dead center field.
Almost matching the color of the parachute jump.
1-0. Called strike. It's 1-1. Heater low in the zone that time from Sproat. Yeah, a whole lot of pockets of pink throughout the horizon right now. The lights on the parachute jump, a pinkish purple. Going all the way up the red steel. 1-1. Misses inside. Two balls and one strike. So Elio Prado, 5-for-14 in the series. Four RBIs, has also scored three times as well. On with one on and two gone, his team down 1-0. Sproat set at the stomach, ready to heave a 2-1. Misses a little bit low with the four-seamer, and it's 3-1. 41 games with Aberdeen for Prado a season ago to the tune of a .239 batting average, five home runs. Wags that bat off his right shoulder, awaiting a 3-1 pitch. Sproat fires. Misses inside, ball four. So after Sproat got Horvath to fly out and Etzel to strike out, he issues back-to-back bases on balls, and that's going to prompt a chat from Dan McKinney, Brooklyn's pitching coach, out of the dugout on the first base side.
Yeah, you don't see Dan come out for many mound visits throughout the course of a ball game, but Sproat, a little bit frustrated, hasn't been able to pinpoint his location the last couple of batters, but just need to try and settle down and get his old SEC foe, Carter Young, to try and get out of the fourth unscathed.
Well, when we saw Sproat last time out, it was a relief outing after Tylor McGill made the rehab start with the Cyclones. Sproat only walked two batters over five full innings of work. So far tonight, he has now walked three through 3 2/3. McKinney retreats back into the dugout, both hands in his pocket on his Brooklyn hoodie on this somewhat chilly night, not too bad. American flag in straightaway center, wavering about from left to right. Brings up Carter Young, switch hitter, batting left. Infield swings to the right. Two on, two gone, 1-0 Brooklyn. Sproat's first pitch. Young takes low and away, 1-0. You feel like the command, the location, just hasn't quite been as razor sharp for Sproat here in this top of the fourth. Willems on second, Prado behind him on first. 1-0 the count on Carter Young and the pitch. Young takes outside. Two balls and no strikes.
And it really felt like it happened in that Willems at bat. It was 2-2 on Horvath when he got him. Jumped ahead 1-2. Struck out Etzel on a 1-2 pitch. Had Willems 1-2 but then lost him. And that seems to be where the lack of control has started to creep in.
Work to do here behind 2-0. He deals. Misses outside, three balls and no strikes.
And it's not like he's missing by a lot. It's a little off the corner here, a little too high there.
Well, Carter Young struck out his first time through today, just 3 for his last 18 at the plate. Towards the back of that lefty batter's box, 3-0. And a get-me-over fastball for a strike at 94, and it's 3-1. So three balls, one strike, two on, two away. 1-0 Brooklyn here, top four. Brooklyn trying to pull even in this series at two wins apiece here tonight. 3-1. Fouled back to the screen, and it's 3-2. Should Young reach, Douglas Hodo would be next. Hodo, the only Aberdeen Ironbird who has a hit so far tonight. He's already had Sproat's number once, making this batter all the more important for Brandon. Three balls, two strikes, two on, two out. Runners go. Here's the pitch. Misses high, ball four. So Sproat walks three straight to juice the bases with two away in this 1-0 ball game. There is some tossing going on down the right field line in Brooklyn's bullpen. Sproat will toss his 70th pitch when this at-bat begins with Douglas Hodo standing in. Play is to any base here. Sproat works from the full line. First toss, Hodo takes down and away. Another nice job by Drake Osborne, like a hockey goalie. Those quick reflexes got to the baseball in time to prevent a wild pitch. Instead, just 1-0. Hodo, a righty batter. 0-4 yesterday with 3 strikeouts. 1-0 to him. Hodo belts it to left field. It's well struck. De Los Santos back. He gets there and makes the catch 2 feet in front of the warning track. So Brandon Sproat, who issues 3 consecutive walks, gets out of the inning without having allowed a run. Let's go to the bottom of the fourth. 1-0 Brooklyn. I'm Pally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea in a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Well, Aberdeen starting pitcher Zach Fruit has been real solid so far tonight. Unfortunately for him, he's on the short end of the stick as things stand right now. Brooklyn leading 1-0 as we go to the bottom of the fourth. Fruit's first pitch misses outside to Ryan Clifford, 1-0. Only one hit for the Cyclones tonight, an RBI double from Stanley Consuegra back in the bottom of the first. Aberdeen has only countered with one hit themselves. 1-0 to Cliff, called strike on the inside corner. And it's 1-1. So Fruit gets 2-3-4 here in the home fourth. Clifford, then Stanley Consuegra, Nick LaRusso after him. 1-1. Clifford fouls it back, and it's 1-2. Fruit working rather quickly. Gets that ball back from the catcher Willems and toes the slab, ready to go. Comes set at the belt. The right-hander to the lefty batter. 1-2, swing and a miss. Second time today, Ryan Clifford down on strikes. That is the fifth on the evening for Zach Fruit. One away, bases empty, 1-0 Cyclones here, bottom four. So we told you earlier about Fruit. Couple of different stops across his collegiate journey. Stanley Consuegra digs in. Righty batter, open stance, pitch. Called strike, 0-1. Started out at Lansing Community College before making the jump to Eastern Michigan, then finished up at Troy. 0-1. Consuegra leans out of the way at a pitch well inside. 1-1. Fruit experiences a closer. Was the closer at Eastern Michigan at a team high, 3 saves in 2021. But then made that transition to a starter in 22. Consuegra takes a fastball a little bit in for ball two, and it's 2-1. But wasn't great. Started 14 games in his final season with Eastern Michigan. ERA up over 7. And not on a small sample size either. 67 innings. 2-1 to Consuegra, called strike, outer black. And it is 2-2. So then you fast forward to his lone year at Troy in 2023. Began the year as a starter, but then reverted to the bullpen. 2-2. Consuegra swings and misses. Strike 3. Number 6 on the night for Zach Fruit, who gets both Clifford and Consuegra swinging. And its base is empty, 2 away for Nick LaRusso.
Yeah, now both starters tonight, a career high in strikeouts. 6 for Fruit, and Sproat up at 7 now.
So all told, five saves for Fruit. That one lone year at Troy. First pitch misses low to LaRusso, and it's 1-0. But Orioles have pretty much used him as a starter exclusively. All of his appearances this season with Aberdeen have come in a starting capacity. 1-0, LaRusso rockets it to right field, and it sinks in front of the right fielder Hodo for a two-out single. Well, Nick LaRusso just continues to pick up base knocks. Runner on with two away for William Lugo. LaRusso went the other way, just dunked it in front of Hodo. And it's a two-out base runner for Brooklyn here. They lead 1-0. Single by LaRusso, doubling Brooklyn's hit total tonight. First pitch is a called strike to William Lugo. And it's 0-1. Home crowd getting into it here on this Friday. 0-1, Lugo checks his swing and went around, according to the home plate umpire, Jamal Allen. And Lugo now digs himself into an 0-2 hole. Day off for Lugo yesterday, still at just .123 on the season. LaRusso, couple strides off first. Lugo fights it down the right field line. Hodo to have a look, but nothing more as it lands in the Brooklyn bullpen. Remains 0-2. So Lugo trying to snap out of this funk. Just 4 for his last 51 at the plate. Only one of his 8 hits this year have gone for extra bases. 0-2. Lugo takes inside, ball 1. Fruit couldn't get the borderline call. He'll need to toss at least one more here. Still ahead, 1-2. LaRusso, 2 strides off the pillow. 1-2. Hit on the ground. Second baseman Horvath has it. Makes the easy play to second to get LaRusso and retire the side. So a two-out single from Nick LaRusso, but nothing more doing for Brooklyn in the frame. No runs on one hit and one left at the end of 4. Still 1-0 Cyclones on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy 2 refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of 2 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but so there's much. So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Let's go to the 5th. Only 3 combined hits in this baseball game so far. 2 for the Cyclones, who hold a 1-0 lead. Brandon Sproat back out for inning number 5. Sproat, who did issue 3 walks in the 4th, but got out of it without any runs scratched across. He'll hope to keep the base runners off the base pads a little bit more here in the 5th. And with the play-by-play, here's Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. We'll see how much longer the leash is for Brandon Sproat tonight. He threw a career-high 76 last time out against Wilmington on Saturday. He's at 72 through 4 today. Jeffrey Colon has been throwing in the Brooklyn right field bullpen, and it does appear like he is just about ready. So we will see if Sproat goes much further than Retzbach, and his first pitch of the fifth inning is a fastball outside at 94. And the count 1-0. Great to see Sandy and the Surf Squad high up atop Maimonides Park, getting ready for a giveaway in between innings. The 1-0, and a fastball strike down and away. And the count evens at 1-1. Retzbach struck out his first time up. Sproat got out of a bases loaded jam in the fourth after three straight two-out walks. The 1-1. And Retzbach grounds it up the third base line, but it was ruled foul. Hit off of the lower body of the batter. And the count 1-2. Got a shout-out. Mary DiBernardo was replying to our comment earlier when we were joking about the loop-de-loop of the Thunderbolt roller coaster, which looks like it has gone to slumber for the rest of this Friday night. Lights have flickered off on the Thunderbolt. But Mary found the loop-de-loop comment quite amusing because that's what her grandma used to call all the rides here on Coney Island when her dad took them as a youngster. Great to see Sandy here on Coney Island as well. I don't know if he's going to ride the Thunderbolt or the loop-de-loops anytime soon. But the fun nugget that Mary shared with us is there was actually a ride here on Coney Island called the loop-the-loop. The 1-2. Outside, check swing, didn't go on appeal. And the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. I don't think the loop-the-loop still exists, but it was around here in the early 1900s, in the early days of Coney Island. The 2-2. And Retzbach fouls off the fastball, and it remains even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Top of the 8 o'clock hour in the East alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. Aberdeen, no runs, a hit, an error. They've left 5. Brooklyn, 1 run, 2 hits, no errors. They have left 1. Number 78 tonight for Sproat, and it's a fastball for a called strike 3. 94 on the outside corner. Brandon Sproat, a career-high 8 strikeouts tonight, and there's 1 away in the top of the 5th.
Gilbert Gomez on the top step of that Brooklyn dugout. Doesn't appear to be coming out, at least for the time being.
Thought there was a chance he might make the call after Retzbach bringing the reliever to face the top of the Aberdeen lineup. But this broken bat, 1 hopper to second. Lara fields and fires to first for the out. 2 down. That's the second time today we've seen a broken bat where the batter was left just holding literally the very end knob of the bat while the barrel went careening towards the first base dugout. Well, if they need any firewood at the Coney Island sandbar down the third baseline, we've got plenty now. Nick Maton, the minor league rehabber, takes outside. And the count 1 ball and no strikes. But get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Even Jay Riley, our videographer, chiming in saying that must be some sort of record for broken bats through the first 5 innings of a game. As Maton swings and misses, it's a 1-ball, 1-strike count. I kind of agree with that at this point. Been a lot of flying lumber. The 1-1. A little bit low. It's 2 balls and a strike. But our Coney Convo's trivia question tonight is, well, Christian Scott was announced that he will make his Major League debut for the Mets tomorrow evening in Tampa against the Rays, the 2-1. Down by the shoelaces, it's 3 balls and a strike. Become the 99th former Cyclone to make the major leagues. Our question today is, who is the first former Cyclone pitcher to make the major leagues? Not the first Cyclone overall, but the first former pitcher to make it to the show. Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. The 3-1. On the ground at third, LaRusso played perfectly towards the shortstop side, makes the play on a first, and the inning is over. That likely the end of the line for Brandon Sproat tonight, and if it is, what a start. Five innings, one hit, no runs, and a career-high eight strikeouts so far. Halfway home, 1-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Well, we've rightfully talked a lot about Brandon Sproat tonight, but Zach Fruit's been pretty darn good too. As his first pitch of the home fifth inning, inside for ball one. Cyclones a 1-0 lead here on this Friday night, trying to even up this series at two wins apiece. Osborne fly to left his first time. And he takes a called strike in the count. Evens at one and one. But Fruit so far tonight for Aberdeen. Four innings, one unearned run on two hits, and six strikeouts. As Osborne takes low, two balls and a strike. The six Ks for Fruit. A new career best. The 2-1. And this in the air to left. Back goes Prado to the warning track, looks up, and it's off the Coors Light signage. Osborne trying to turn on the Jets for second, and he's out by plenty. Gets bonus points for trying that scissor kick to get over the tag. It's the second time we've seen Drake break that out this year. First time was a little bit closer than the second. That's what happens sometimes with those hard liners off the left field wall here. Banged it off at 101-plus miles an hour. But automatic ball return in left field for Prado, and it turns into an out at second base. So Brooklyn's third hit, but the bases are empty with one out for Jeffrey De Los Santos. Jeffrey struck out his first time tonight, the 1-0 outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Arconi Convo's trivia question of the night is: Christian Scott scheduled to make his Major League debut tomorrow for the Mets. Will be the 99th former Cyclone player to make it to the big leagues. As that pitch high, it's three balls and no strikes. Our question today is, who is the first former Cyclone pitcher to make his Major League debut? Not first Cyclone player overall. As there's a knee-high fastball for strike one, it's three balls and a strike on Jeffrey. But who is the first former pitcher to make it to the show? Not a position player. 3-1, slap the opposite field. But Prado stationed well towards the line, makes the grab. And two quick outs for Fruit in the fifth inning. But tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. Already got one answer chimed in on the radio network tonight. We already have one correct answer, though, on the radio network. We'll get you the answer in the sixth inning. Base is empty, two down. Here's Jose Hernandez. Struck out at his first at-bat tonight, and Fruit misses down at 96. Still keeping that fastball velocity up into the latter stages of his night. And it's 1-0. Fruit just 62 pitches so far. Been very economical. But 1-0. Outside corner. And it's even a ball and a strike. Series shifts to afternoon ball games the rest of the way starting tomorrow. We had 2 o'clock first pitch on Saturday, the 1-1. And a foul tip into the glove of Willems. It's 1-2. Nolan McClain, the two-way star, will get the ball for Brooklyn. 1-1, a 3.86 ERA. Edgar Portes will get the ball for Aberdeen. No record, 3.79 ERA. A day at Shea Day tomorrow here on Coney Island. Gates open 1 o'clock tomorrow. The 1-2 pitch outside at 96. It's even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. And you sort of feel right now Fruit sees the finish line in sight, and he's trying to empty the tank, trying to get there. The kick, the 2-2. Breaking ball struck him out swinging. What a job done by Zachary Fruit through 5 innings tonight. Just 1 unearned run and a career-high 7 Ks. 5 innings complete, a 1-0 game. Brooklyn in front as we move to the 6th on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I am the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Oh, Brandon Sproat's day done. What a spectacular day it was for Sproat, who exits this ball game having tossed 5 innings, 1 hit, 8 strikeouts, 4 walks, no runs. Jeffrey Colon on in relief, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. So Brandon Sproat matches a career-high 5 innings, sets a new career-high with 8 strikeouts tonight, and leaves in line for what would be his second straight win as Mac Horvath took ball one, now the 1-0. And a fastball drops in at 92. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Colon, the right-hander for Brooklyn, standing at 6'1", 184 pounds. 24 years old from Las Matas de Farfan in the Dominican as Horvath takes outside. And the count, 2 balls and a strike. The 2-1. And Horvath takes upstairs 3-1. A couple of fly balls tonight from Horvath. A pop-up to second and a fly out to center. Colon making his 5th appearance of the year. A 5.79 ERA, the 3-1. Horvath serves it to right. Back goes Jeffrey De Los Santos over his shoulder. Able to make the catch in front of the warning track for the first out of the 6th inning. Our Coney Convos trivia question of the night. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. We'll get you the final name in the bottom of the 6th inning. But our question tonight is with Christian Scott, scheduled to make his Major League debut tomorrow for the Mets in Tampa, as Matthew Wetzel takes inside And the count 1-0. Etzelo for two tonight. But our question is, who's the first former Cyclone pitcher to make their Major League debut? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. Not the first Cyclone overall, but the first former pitcher to get there. A 2-0 now on Etzel. It was held hitless, a rarity last afternoon. As Cologne misses up and in, three balls and no strikes. Cologne pitching for the first time since Sunday. Hurled a perfect inning of relief, needed just seven pitches to get through it. A 3-0 at the knees for a called strike. And the count 3-1 now. Cologne in his third year with Brooklyn closed the 2022 season on Coney Island. Is actually the starting pitcher of the day. Brooklyn clinched the second half crown in 2022 in Winston-Salem. As Etzel chases in the dirt, it's three balls and two strikes. Spent all of last year with the Cyclones, but battled through injury in the middle of the campaign. Missed almost two full months from July to the start of September. 3-2 on Etzel with one out and the bases empty. Now the payoff, and that misses down and in ball four. And Aberdeen works a one-out walk. So another free pass given up by Brooklyn tonight. At the fifth walk earned by Aberdeen. And Etzel, good speed. He's in double digits with stolen bags. Over at first base with one out for Creed Willems. Willems has walked and grounded to second tonight, 0-1. The righty deals, and Willems fouls it away. And the count of ball, or rather no balls and a strike. There is a bevy of catchers in the Orioles system from the major leagues on down. From Adley Rutschman to Samuel Basayo, who was with Willems here in Aberdeen last year. Basayo now at double A, the 0-1. Willems shows bunt and fouls it off. And the count 0-2, and Willems off to a tremendous start to this year, trying to remind everybody that he's part of that discussion as well. It's going to be mighty interesting not only to figure out how the Orioles will make room for all of these guys in the minors, but the two rising catchers who are hitting the ball very well right now as well, as Cologne has the 0-2 foul back. Stays a two-strike count on the Aberdeen catcher. Third baseman LaRusso backing off the line, and a throw back to first by Cologne. And Etzel dives back. But speaking of the Mets, taking a look at the affiliate scoreboard here in the sixth inning. It has been a wild game so far tonight for the big league club down at the Trop. The 0-2 runner goes. Pitch inside and low. Throw down by Osborne and unable to hold on to the ball was Lugo at second base, so Etzel is safe. Was a good throw by Osborne, but Lugo just couldn't hang on, and that allows Etzel to reach. 11th stolen base for Etzel, and the tying run now in scoring position with one out. But the Mets jumped out to a 3-0 lead tonight in Tampa. As the 1-2 popped in the air left side, waiting now in and towards the line, Omar De Los Santos. And fair ground by a couple of steps makes the catch. And Willems the second out in the sixth inning.
You see how they grabbed that 3-0 lead, too?
Well, as far as I know, it was a Brett Beatty three-run homer.
It was a Brett Beatty three-run homer, but watching back the highlight, I'm not sure if our friends over at SNY, just from a camera work standpoint, missed it. But the right fielder, even, for Tampa, couldn't. The ball disappeared, essentially.
As Prado bounces it off the plate, it's no balls and a strike.
The right fielder was standing there looking up for it, never came down, and the cameraman stayed honed in on that right fielder. I don't know if it got somehow caught in some of the roofings of the Trop or just nobody saw it all the way out, but when you watch the highlight, it will make a lot more sense.
The 0-1, and Prado clobbers one deep down the line, but a bit early on that swing. And sends it beyond the Aberdeen bullpen. Heads up Teddy Sharkey. And it's 0-2 now on the Ironbird left fielder. Sounds to me like it got swallowed up by the catwalks. A Tropicana field. Can happen from time to time there. But the Mets had a 3-0 lead. And then it was 9-3 Tampa Bay. As Prado takes high, it's a ball and two strikes. Rays tied it in the second. Scored five in the third, one in the fourth. The Mets have just scored four in the top of the fifth. And it's now 9-7 Rays going to the bottom of the fifth inning. The 1-2 pitch. Slider outside and low. Even at two balls, two strikes. Man at second, two out, top six. Brooklyn a 1-0 lead. But Francisco Lindor, another multi-RBI game there. And it seems like they're going to need field goal kickers and special teams to close out that game. Runner goes. And the breaking ball down and away, stabbed at by Osborne. No chance to get Etzel, who steals his way to third as the count runs full. Third stolen base of the series for Etzel, all in the last two games. So the tying run now 90 feet away. The payoff pitch, and Prado sends it towards the parking lot. Heads up, and it remains 3-2. A tough start for Jose Quintana, bounced after 2 2/3 innings. Daniel Nunez on. Aaron Civale left in the fifth for Tampa. As Prado chases the slider down and away, strike three swinging. So Jeffrey Colon does his job, keeps the tying run 90 feet away, and keeps Brooklyn in front by a run at the end of 5.5. A 1-0 Cyclones advantage on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Call to the bullpen for the Ironbirds. 1-0 ball game in favor of the Cyclones. Both starters were really outstanding. Zach Fruit for Aberdeen departs this ball game. Five innings, only one unearned run. Three hits, seven strikeouts. Now it's the right-hander Teddy Sharkey's turn.
Edward Liam Sharkey, otherwise known as Teddy. Got to be a front runner for not only one of the best names in minor league baseball, but especially in the South Atlantic League, as Omar De Los Santos leads off against him. And Sharkey's first pitch, fastball high at 92. And the count 1-0. Sharkey, 6 feet tall, 195 pounds, 22 years old, from Neptune, New Jersey. High school classmates with Asheville's Trey Dombrowski at Wall High School. This rolled on the ground is short. Maton in and to his right, low throw, and just in the nick of time to get the hustling De Los Santos for the first out of the sixth inning. So one away for Wilfredo Lara. Sharkey, a 5.68 ERA, 2-0 record. This is fifth appearance. Has only allowed one hit in 6 1/3 innings, but has walked 9 and struck out 7. Seventh round pick last year out of Coastal Carolina. Time to get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question. As they are called strike to Alfredo Lara, 0-for-1 with a walk, has scored the game's only run. But our question tonight, who is the first former Cyclone pitcher to make it to the major leagues in honor of Christian Scott, becoming number 99 in franchise history to get to the bigs tomorrow? As Lara takes a strike, it's 0-2. Had a couple of guesses. I know some folks may have thought I meant the first Cyclone of all time to make it to the bigs, but not the first player, first pitcher, as Lara hits the breaking ball to center, carrying Josenberger back, but he squares his shoulders at the last second to make the grab for the second out. And our good man Robert Anderson chime in with Danny Garcia, who was the first former Cyclone to make the bigs, but Danny was a middle infielder. Any thoughts as to who the pitcher was, John?
You know, I've been thinking long and hard, Justin. I'm really not sure.
Well, he was the third former Cyclone to make the big leagues. First was Danny Garcia in 2003. As Ryan Clifford takes low, it's 1-0. Number two is Matt Watson. Did it 10 days later in 2003. He was an outfielder. But number three was the man. He was a member of the inaugural Cyclones team in 2001. However, he didn't make his debut in New York. The 1-0. Inside and low. Two balls and no strikes. No, the correct answer is belonging to the person who's already chimed in tonight with the loop-the-loop. Mary DiBernardo. Her and Diane, her sister, going with Lenny DiNardo. The correct answer. Made his debut April 2004 for the Boston Red Sox. As that pitch high, it's three balls and no strikes on Clifford. Robert Anderson also added a guess for Scott Kazmir. He was the third former Cyclone pitcher to make it to the big leagues. As Clifford takes a called strike, it's 3-1. So Lenny has a World Series championship ring from that 0-4 Red Sox squad. Didn't have a long big league career, but a big leaguer nonetheless. The 3-1. Outside corner for a called strike two. And now full on Clifford. And now it's going to be a fun guessing game after tomorrow to see who's going to be the one to get the Cyclones to the century mark. Will be the second to debut in 2024 to be number 100 in franchise history. Base is empty, two out. The payoff pitch, low ball four. And Ryan Clifford draws yet another free pass. That, I believe, is league-leading 24th. So far in 2024. And he's now reached in eight consecutive ball games as Stanley Consuegra comes up. Consuegra 1-for-2 has created the game's only run, an RBI double off the left field wall in the opening frame. Sharkey at the shoulders, and his first pitch misses high. And the count 1-0. Sharkey, one of the emerging prospects for the Orioles, ranked number 39 at preseason by Baseball America. The 1-0, and Consuegra pulls his head out on the fastball. 91 that time, it's even at 1. Jeff Pontus of Baseball America put together a list of 8 draftees from last year that he thought could pull an Orion Kerkering. As this pitch high, it's 2-1. Remember, Kerkering last year from Jersey Shore started the year single-A Clearwater, went from single-A to high-A, double-A, triple-A, and ended the season pitching in postseason games for the Phillies. Well, Jeff thinks Sharkey is one of 8 guys from last year's draft class, as Consuegra can't connect, it's 2-2, that could do exactly that and make it to the big leagues and help out the Orioles at some point this season. Now, whether or not that happens, obviously, long way to go this year, but always good to be recognized as someone who has the skills to do that. As the breaking ball inside off the glove of Willems. And the count full 3-2. I wonder if Willems squeezed that ball. That might have been a called strike three. But instead, that will release Clifford from first base with two out. And a 3-2 count upcoming. 1-0 Brooklyn in the sixth. Throw back to first, and Ryan retreats with a step. Nick LaRusso, who has one of the three hits tonight for Brooklyn, is on deck. Sharkey sets with a cross step towards third. Runner goes, 3-2, cut on and missed. Strike three, and the side retired. So Consuegra goes down on strikes as Aberdeen able to work around the two-out walk. First strikeout tonight for Sharkey to the seventh. 1-0 Brooklyn on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
How do we create hope for a cleaner planet? Together. We see you doing your part every day, and we're here to power everything you do with clean, renewable energy. We see you DIYing and mindful downsizing, conscious carpooling and weekend beach cleaning. We see you flower box farming, sapling protecting, and eco-startupping. Everyone finding their electric streak and catching the nature bug. We see you inspiring others by using your power for more. All who've long gone green and all thinking about taking that first step and making a simple switch for collective change. Since 1997, Green Mountain Energy has helped communities light up with hope for a greener future with solar and wind power. So join us for the love of the planet and for the hope inspired by everything on it. Green Mountain Energy, light the future.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Jeffrey Colon going back out for a second inning of relief. Carter Young, Douglas Hodo, Adam Retzbach two up as Johnny Gadamowicz takes over the play-by-play mic.
Thanks, Justin. Yeah, the only blip on Colon's radar so far, a one-out walk he issued in the sixth, and his first toss of inning number seven is a changeup that's a called strike on the outside corner to Carter Young. Nothing and one. Young, a switch hitter, batting from the left side against the righty arm in Colon. 0-1, swing and a miss. Nothing and two to Carter Young, who has a strikeout and a walk on his line up until this point. Brooklyn leading 1-0. 0-2. Young smacks it on the ground, right hand side. Clifford off of two hops, squeezes it, and steps on the first base bag for out number one. So Colon has now retired four of the first five he's faced since coming on in relief of Brandon Sproat. Sproat was tremendous. In case you're just joining us, 5 one-hit scoreless innings, career-high 8 strikeouts, did walk 4, 3 of which came in one inning. First pitch.
Three straight batters.
Douglas Hodo takes high, 1-0, but Sproat somehow, some way, found a way to avoid allowing anything to cross in the frame. All three of those walks came when there were two outs. And then he got the next batter, Douglas Hodo, who stands in right now to line out to left field. 1-0, Colon fires. Hodo whacks it in the air out toward the parking lot. It's 1-1. Hodo has Aberdeen's only hit up until this point. A single in the third, proceeded to steal second base, but made it no further. 1-1. Hodo takes downstairs, 2 balls and 1 strike. Aberdeen has had base runners in all but 2 innings tonight. Only went down 1-2-3 in the first and the fifth, but they've had their chances, just unable to capitalize. 2-1, Hodo taps it off the end of the bat, foul, backward to the backstop, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zach Fruit was outstanding, Aberdeen's starting pitcher. He went 5 3-hit, 1-run innings. Unearned as well with 7 strikeouts. 2-2 misses outside. 93 on the gun from Colon. And Hodo works the count full. Just 2-for-12 since joining this Aberdeen squad at the high A level. 3-2 pitch. on the outside corner for strike three. Cologne with the changeup. He got Hodo, who very slowly makes his way back to the dugout on the third base side. Second punch out for Cologne, and the 10th overall tonight by Brooklyn Arms after Sproat had eight. So two up, two down. Now Adam Retzbach. Infield is back. First pitch called strike on the inner half, nothing and one. Infield back so much so to a point where I think William Lugo's cleats are actually on the green. Right where infield meets outfield. Similar case can be made for the second baseman, Lara. 0-1, chopper to third. LaRusso snares it and throws across the diamond to retire the side. A 1-2-3. Top seven for Jeffrey Cologne, who has faced one off the minimum through two relief innings. Stretch time in Brooklyn, 1-0 Cyclones on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. There's no beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch time or violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure, he's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now, weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Let's go to the bottom of the seventh. Brooklyn 1, Aberdeen nothing. 4-5-6 due up for the Cyclones. Nick LaRusso, William Lugo, and then Drake Osborne. First pitch of the bottom of the seventh is a fastball from the right-hander Teddy Sharkey. Misses a little bit low for ball one. Only four combined hits in this game. Brooklyn's got three to Aberdeen's one. Sharkey, the right-hander, deals a 1-0. LaRusso fouls it back, and it's 1-1. So, as you mentioned earlier, Justin, Teddy Sharkey from Monmouth County, New Jersey. High school teammates with Asheville's Trey Dombrowski out of Wall High School was a two-way standout during his playing days there. Three varsity seasons with the Crimson Knights, was slated to become a Florida State Seminole. 1-1. Misses a little bit away to LaRusso, and it's 2-1. Change up that time from Sharkey. Florida State was going to continue to use him as a two-way guy. 2-1, here's the pitch. LaRusso flies it foul out into the parking lot on the right-hand side. And it's 2-2, but Sharkey ended up flipping his commitment at the last minute over to Coastal Carolina so he could focus on becoming a full-time pitcher, as he is now. 1-0 Brooklyn, 2-2. LaRusso watches it go by a little bit too far outside, and Nick works the count full. So Sharkey at Coastal Carolina, pretty good freshman year out of the bullpen, but struggled mightily as a sophomore. ERA up over six. Payoff. Misses low. Ball four. So Nick LaRusso is aboard. Brooklyn puts the leadoff man on here in the bottom of the seventh, trying to extend their 1-0 lead. That'll bring William Lugo up to bat. One on and nobody out. But safe to say, Sharkey had a big-time bounce back in 2023. Really, he's the team's closer. Had 11 saves. First pitch, Lugo hits it down the right field line into foul ground, and it lands in the fifth row. 0-1 on Lugo. Yeah, 11 saves to pair with a ERA of 2.90. And get this, 74 strikeouts in 49 innings and change. Lo and behold, Baltimore took him in the seventh round. LaRusso dancing off first. 0-1 to Lugo. Misses inside. One ball, one strike. But it looks like they might have called a balk on Sharkey. Pitch won't count, and LaRusso advances 90 feet. We've seen our fair share of balks this homestand. That time, Sharkey issues one. It's a runner in scoring position, and only an 0-1 count on Lugo. Base hit here could double the lead. 0-1 is a fastball for a called strike. Nothing in two. So our umpire and crew, Jamal Island, calling the balls and strikes. Connor Kroll on the bases. Believe it was Kroll who signaled that balk. Sharkey ahead, 0-2, and the pitch. Lugo takes a called strike three on the inside corner. Second strikeout for Sharkey since coming on in relief. That's 9 tonight by Aberdeen Arms. Brooklyn has 10 as a staff tonight. One away, runner on second for Drake Osborne, 1-for-2. Osborne got thrown out at second trying to stretch a single into a double last time up. Righty-righty matchup on the way. Osborne takes outside, 1-0. Drake at 3.59 coming into play today. Haven't seen a ton of him this series, though. Only his second game. 1-0. Osborne hits a comebacker over the middle. Backhanded by Horvath at second. Throw to first, wide. Not sure if it would have been in time anyway. It was a slow roller. Horvath had his momentum going the other way and really needed to hurry it. Perhaps that's why the throw was a little bit offline. Goes down as an E4, and Brooklyn has runners on the quarters with one away for Jeffrey De Los Santos. So some adversity for Sharkey here with men on the corners and one gone. De Los Santos 0-for-2 tonight. Lefty batter, one of just two lefties in Brooklyn starting nine tonight. First pitch. De Los Santos hits it on the ground, through the middle for a base hit, and Brooklyn doubles the lead. LaRusso taps home. Now Osborne got caught up between second and third, makes it back to second as the throw went very strongly to third base. O'Drake was thinking about trying to take the extra bag there, but very quickly thought better of it as the center fielder, Josenberger, did a nice job getting that ball in quickly. But either way, RBI single from De Los Santos, and it's 2-0 Brooklyn.
Yeah, good piece of hitting by Jeffrey. A sharp grounder back up the middle, 99 miles an hour on the exit velocity. We've seen him do a lot of that so far this week, try and serve the ball back to the middle, and this time comes through with the ribby.
A chat on the mound for Aberdeen, their pitching coach Jordy Henry out of the third base dugout. Right now it's Creed Willems, he, and of course Sharkey, the pitcher. A three-man conversation. Jamal Allen, home plate umpire, out to tell them to hurry it on up. We got a game to play. So Brooklyn extends its lead. It's 2-0. Jose Hernandez set to come to bat. Still only one out here, bottom seven. And a runner on first and second base. Hernandez 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. Meeting has dispersed, everyone back to their usual posts, and we're ready to go. Righty-righty matchup, pitch to Hernandez. Starts him out with a breaking ball, it's a strike, 0-1. So Brooklyn now 1 in the first and 1 in the seventh, on only 4 hits. Mac Horvath's error certainly didn't make things any easier, 0-1. Misses low, and it's 1 ball, 1 strike to the righty hitting Hernandez. One. Hernandez takes in the dirt. Two balls and a strike. So Jose still at sub-100 on the season. 0 for 2 certainly won't help uptick that average. But an opportunity here with two on and only one away. Brooklyn looking for a bit of insurance. They already do have one across here, bottom seven. Sharkey delivers. Hernandez takes it low below the zone for ball three. Full night sky overhead here at Maimonides Park. A plane, in all likelihood, making their way toward a JFK landing. Moving from right to left, 3-1. Hernandez waves and misses. It's 3-2. Good crowd on hand here on this Friday night. Ringing in the second half of this six-game series. Aberdeen is taking the first two. Brooklyn trying to pull even. Time called, and now Creed Willems, Aberdeen catcher, out to have a chat with his teammate. Mentioned Brooklyn and Aberdeen really neck and neck in the standings. Ironbirds 13-11, Cyclones 12-12. Brooklyn win today and they'd be right back to deadlocked. 3-2 on the Brooklyn DH. And the pitch. Strike three called, outside corner on the changeup. Well, Hernandez certainly disagreed. Jamal Allen rings him up. Sharkey has his second strikeout of the inning, third since coming on in relief. And now Felipe Rojas Jr. out of the Aberdeen dugout. Unless I'm missing it. Oh, no. He will send in a new pitcher. I was going to say, didn't appear to see anyone set to come in. He was hiding. There he is. We'll get you the new arm as Sharkey's day comes to a close. After the break on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Call to the bullpen for Aberdeen as the Ironbirds call upon the man we believe to be the righty making his high A debut. That is Zane Barnhart, who was added to the roster yesterday. Barnhart, 21 years old. Start of the year at Delmarva, 2.35 ERA. 11 strikeouts in 7 2/3 innings. Orioles 17th round pick last year out of Hillsdale College in Michigan, Johnny.
So Barnhart on in a little bit of a tough spot here. He inherits two base runners. Osborne on second after he reached on the error. And then Jeffrey De Los Santos, who stands on first, he singled in a run. Brooklyn leads 2-0. And Omar De Los Santos up to bat. Barnhart looks back towards second. And his first pitch, Omar swings and misses through the fastball. It's 0-1. Does seem a little ironic. The only amusement park ride that is illuminated right now beyond the center field wall is the Flume. Not sure how refreshing that would be on a chilly night like tonight. Oh, one misses up and away to Omar De Los Santos. And it's 1-1. But lo and behold, there were a couple of people out on that ride before. Maybe not so much now. The lights are still on, though. But pregame saw some patrons going for a ride on the Flume as De Los Santos cuts through another heater, and it's 1-2.
At Coney Island, Frank will make you do some crazy things.
Oh, yeah. One ball, two strikes, two outs, two away, 2-0 Brooklyn. 1-2, De Los Santos leans out of the way of a little sweet chin music, and it's 2-2. 94 that time, up and in from Barnhart. Cyclones only have 4 base hits tonight, but that has been enough to create some distance between themselves and the Aberdeen Ironbirds. After time was called, Barnhart comes set. At his belt is 2-2. De Los Santos swings and misses at a slider down and away. Drop third strike, picked up by Willems, who applies the tag on Omar to retire the side. So Barnhart strikes out the only batter he has to face and strands a pair at the end of 7. But Brooklyn does get one back on one hit, one error, and 2 left. At the end of 7, Cyclones win it 2-0. I'm Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods, plus exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
We go to the eighth, Brooklyn leading 2-0, and to take us home on the play-by-play the rest of the way, here's Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Top of the lineup due up for Aberdeen here in the eighth inning. Brooklyn a 2-0 lead on this chilly Friday night as Josenberger takes a call at strike. It's 0-1. Feels like it's gotten a little chillier outside, a little more brisk as the evening has rolled along. The one strike offering as Josenberger takes inside. It's even in a ball and a strike. 0-3 tonight is Josenberger. Ground out to second in his last at-bat has also struck out twice. The kick, the 1-1. And Josenberger swings over the top of a breaking ball. Down and in, it's 1-2. Brooklyn a 2-0 lead here on this Friday night. Top of the 9 o'clock hour now here in the East. The 1-2 from Jeffrey. And Josenberger, a big bouncing ball to first. Picked up by Clifford. Underhand flip to Cologne. It's a relay race, and Jeffrey gets there. A half step ahead of Josenberger for the first out. Tavian can really fly. And a good job by Jeffrey to hustle over to the bag to receive the flip for the opening out. So one up, one down. And they will call back Nick Maton, whose day is done once again after 7 innings on rehab, as Randy Florentino will be the one to hit for him. Florentino, 9-for-30 at the plate to start the year. No homers, 5 RBIs. Was 2-for-4 yesterday as the starting catcher drove in a couple of runs. The righty deals, and the lefty swinging pinch hitter takes a called strike one. But looking at the Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight, across the organization, the 0-1. Ground ball on the breaker to short. Lugo stays down on it and makes the easy play on to Clifford. And there are 2 quick outs for Jeffrey on the ground in the eighth. But the Mets and Rays in that tightly contested ball game. Right now the Mets trailing Tampa 10-7 in the top of the seventh inning. Brett Beatty, a 3-run home run in that ball game. Is it the Rays or the Mets or the Jets and the Bucks? Football score down at the Trop. As the first pitch to Mac Horvath is high and the count 1-0. Horvath 0 for 3 tonight. A fly ball to right in his last at-bat. But looking at the minor league teams, as Cologne finds the outside corner at 91. Count evens at 1. Triple-A Syracuse having a tough night. They trail Rochester Nationals affiliate 10-1 in the ninth. An 8-run sixth inning for Rochester tonight as Cologne finds the outer half, and it's quickly 1-2. Justin Jarvis, though, went 4 shutout innings in his first Triple-A start of the year. The 1-2. Breaking ball just inside. Good pitch. Horvath lays off. It's 2-2. Double-A Binghamton a final already. They beat Hartford tonight 7-2. A 7-run bottom of the seventh for the Rumble Ponies. The 2-2. Horvath rolls it foul towards the third base coach's box. Stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mateo Gill joined Double-A Binghamton yesterday. Is in the lineup today. Picked up an RBI. Rowdy Jordan drove in a pair. 6 shutout innings from Cameron Foster in that ballgame. Bases empty. 2 out. The 2-2. And Cologne misses high. And it's full now with Matthew Wetzel representing the tying run on deck. Third baseman LaRusso hugs the line, the payoff pitch, and Horvath sends the slider back to the top of the screen. 3-2, the count stays. And single A St. Lucie falling at home tonight. They took on Jupiter 6-3. Marlins minor league farm club, Boston Barrow, a couple more RBIs. Had a good single A debut as Horvath takes high and tight ball 4. And he works a 2-out walk to keep the inning alive for Aberdeen. And for Cologne tonight, that just the second man he's allowed to reach base, both on walks. And Gilbert Gomez out of the first base dugout. Cologne at 48 pitches tonight. There was a man ready in the Brooklyn bullpen. And it appears Gomi will take the ball from the righty and pass it off to one last arm to try and get Brooklyn to the finish line tonight. Cyclones holding on to a 2-0 lead, 1-on, 2-out in the eighth. You're watching on Valley Live and listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here
all season long. See the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
New arm in the game for the Cyclones with 2 gone here, top 8. It was a 2-out walk issued by Jeffrey Cologne that ends his day, but still, all things considered, a very solid day of some bulk relief for Jeffrey Cologne. 2 2/3, didn't give up a hit. Punch 2, walk 2. Now Joey Lancelotti on.
Thank you, Johnny. So Lancelotti is on with the tying run at the plate in the form of Matthew Wetzel. 0 for 2 tonight. A strikeout and a walk his last time. Was stranded at third in that inning. And the first pitch from Lancelotti downstairs for ball 1. Lance, 5'11", 205 pounds, 25 years old. Rather, 26 years old, I should say, from Philadelphia. Roddy worked from the first base side, the 1-0. And Etzel over the top of a breaking ball. And the count evens a ball and a strike. Lancelotti, the numbers. Fifth appearance, a 3.6 ERA. Four hits in five innings. Two walks, five strikeouts. Pitching for the first time since Sunday. Gave up a run in an inning against Wilmington. The 1-1. Etzel thought about it. It stays away, and it's two balls and a strike. Aberdeen, no runs, one hit, two errors. They have left six. Brooklyn, two runs, four hits, no errors. They have left four so far tonight. And a 2-0 lead. I'm not sure. Well, they were having Lancelotti throw the ball he had on the rubber out of play. Went to his mouth while standing on the rubber. And so had to toss that ball off towards the dugout. 2-1 on the first baseman, Etzel. With Creed Willems on deck. A big 2-1 pitch inside and low. And the count 3-1 now on Etzel. Lancelotti last year. 11 appearances with Brooklyn. Did pick up a save. Had a couple last year between Brooklyn and St. Lucie. As this one fought off the handle. And Etzel now with a full count. So that will release Horvath from first base. As he'll be forced at second with two away. Looking ahead to the bottom of the eighth inning. Brooklyn will have the top of their lineup due up Lara, Clifford, and Consuegra. A payoff pitch. Inside and low, ball four. And the tying runs are aboard on back-to-back two-out walks. So Horvath and Etzel are on. Brooklyn has had the issue with the walks tonight. Aberdeen has earned eight of them in this ballgame. Rather, seven of them in this ballgame. And now Creed Willems represents the go-ahead run at the plate. 0 for 2 with a walk tonight. Fly to left in his last at-bat and a half-hearted swing and a miss through a breaking ball in the count 0-1. Lancelotti, undrafted free agent signee out of North Carolina, had made two appearances in the Pioneer League before the Mets signed him. The 0-1. And Willems again threw the frisbee slider. And Lance jumps in front, no balls and two strikes. Horvath at second, Etzel at first, good speed on the bases. The set, the 0-2. Fastball up and away at 93. And Willems remains in the box with a 1-2 count. There is another arm up in the Brooklyn right field bullpen. The 1-2. Backdoor slider outside. And it's even two balls and two strikes. That is Ben Simon. Standing on the bullpen mound for Brooklyn. The 2-2, pulled on the ground right side. Nice play by Lara to his left. Spins, throws to first in time. Inning over. Well, Willems hit it hard, but not hard enough to get it past the forehand scoop of Wilfredo Lara. Couple of two-out walks, but no harm and no foul to the bottom of the eighth. Top of the lineup, two up for Brooklyn. 2-0 our score on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event, So secure your spot now at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Go to the bottom of the eighth inning. A whole slew of defensive changes for Aberdeen after Nick Maton was pinch hit for in the top of the inning.
Half the team.
It feels like it, and I think you're absolutely correct as Wilfredo Lara takes up and in for ball one. Lara 0 for 2, a walk and a run score tonight as Barnhart misses outside. And it's quickly 2-0. But Matthew Wetzel moves from first base to center field. Tavian Josenberger moves from center field to second base as Lara swings through 92 high. Two balls and a strike. Matt Korvath moves from second base to third base, and Randy Florentino stays in the game at first base. 2-1, a big bouncing ball to third. Waiting on the downward arc is Horvath, and his first opportunity at the hot corner made in time for the first out of the eighth inning. So defensively for Aberdeen, left to right in the outfield, Prado, Etzel, Hodo. Third to first around the infield, Horvath, Young, Josenberger, Florentino, with Willem still the catcher behind the dish.
So the whole infield is different.
Everything except for the shortstop. Actually, even then, Carter Young moves from third base to shortstop.
Right.
I left out one. As Clifford takes outside 1-0. Today, in too many defensive changes. Feels like a spring training game. As Clifford takes down and away. Two balls and no strikes. Some final lines tonight in this ball game from a couple of relief arms. As Clifford takes the backdoor breaking ball outside. 3-0 now. The final line for Jeffrey Colon. 2 2/3 scoreless and hitless innings. Two walks, a couple of punchouts. The 3-0 high. Or actually, rather, now it's 3-0. Colon, 48 pitches, 29 strikes tonight. The 3-0 now, and Clifford gets the green light of foul tip into the glove of Willems. 3-1 now. Final line for Teddy Sharkey. He goes an inning and 2/3 a run on two hits. Two walks, three strikeouts, was called for a balk. 35 pitches, 19 in the zone. The 3-1. And Barnhart misses down and in. Now it's ball four. And Clifford's worked his second free pass of the ballgame. So Brooklyn, a one-out base runner. And now Stanley Consuegra, who's 1-for-3 with an RBI double. Looking ahead to the top of the ninth inning, Aberdeen will have 6-7-8 due up. Prado, Young, and Hodo. Ben Simon was up in the bullpen. No one throwing right now. As Barnhart misses outside. One ball and no strikes on Stanley. Consuegra, that RBI double he had to start the scoring here tonight. Also adding another little piece of Cyclones history. Stanley takes a strike. It's 1-1. That RBI, his 100th in his Brooklyn Cyclones career. He is the first player in franchise history to reach the century mark in career RBIs. Stanley fouls it back. 1-2 now. 29 career home runs. 100 career RBIs with Brooklyn. Clifford at first with one out. The 1-2 from Barnhart. Down and away, and it's even, two balls and two strikes. But Barnhart joining Aberdeen yesterday from single-A Delmarva, making his first appearance since Sunday, did allow a couple of unearned runs in a game against Fredericksburg. As Consuegra takes a called strike, 3 on the outside corner. Stanley shaking his head back and forth looking at Jamal Allen. Allen ejected Consuegra arguing balls and strikes during the Jersey Shore series a few weeks ago. Consuegro back to the dugout without incident. And two down, and now Allen barking something back at Brooklyn's dugout. Somebody yelling. I'm not sure. Is that Eduardo Nunez? And somebody was just ejected. Someone just got ejected from Brooklyn's first base dugout. And I believe it is the hitting coach, Eduardo Nunez. So Brooklyn has had two people ejected from games this year. Stanley Consuegra and now the hitting coach, Eduardo Nunez. And both have been ejected by the man to the left side of your screen. That's Jamal Allen. Well, Eduardo will head to the locker room a tad bit early tonight. Can't argue with Eduardo trying to stick up for his player. So now Nick LaRusso will step in, with Clifford still at first base and two out now in the eighth inning. Looking to add to a 2-0 lead. And the pitch downstairs from Barnhart. And LaRusso up 1-0. LaRusso 1-for-2, a single and a walk tonight. A former Maryland Terrapin. The 1-0. Down and away. 2-0 with William Lugo in the on-deck circle. Ben Simon has started throwing again in the Cyclones' right field bullpen. So you have to imagine he'll come on and pitch the ninth. The 2-0, down and away, three balls and no strikes now on LaRusso. Barnhart struggled to find the zone consistently, hasn't allowed much, but has thrown just 9 of his 22 pitches for strikes. The 3-0, and LaRusso looks at a called strike one. Back-to-back matinee starting tomorrow. Couple of 2 o'clock first pitches. It's time called at home, but trying to finish off the final night game of the series with a victory is Brooklyn. LaRusso trying to add some extra padding before the ninth. 3-1 the count. Here it is. And LaRusso takes the slider for a called strike two. Well, that will start the merry-go-round at first base with Ryan Clifford. Russo always dangerous to put one in a gap. The payoff pitch. Breaking ball, strike three call. LaRusso couldn't pull the trigger. And Allen rings him up for the final out of the eighth inning. So Brooklyn gets a walk, can't push him across. We head to the ninth. Brooklyn 2, Aberdeen nothing. Joey Lancelotti back out to start the ninth on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy 2 refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of 2 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night. because amazing starts here.
Well, Joey Lancelotti got the final out of the eighth inning. He'll be tasked to start the top of the ninth inning. Brooklyn holding on to a 2-0 lead here on this Friday night. Elio Prado, Carter Young, Douglas Hodo the third. The three scheduled to bat for Aberdeen. Right now, Ironbirds, no runs, a hit, two errors, they have left eight. Brooklyn, two runs, four hits, no errors, they have stranded five. Elio Prado's been on base twice tonight. A couple of walks and a strikeout. And the first pitch of the ninth from Joey Lancelotti is a 92-mile-an-hour fastball at the knees. And the count 0-1. Prado originally signed by the Boston Red Sox as this grounded to first. Nice backhand by Clifford with that nifty blue mitt matching his jersey. And he'll take it to the bag himself to retire the leadoff man in the ninth. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, win or lose, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town. And a look ahead to game five in this series tomorrow afternoon. Carter Young 0-for-2 with a walk as well. Grounded out to first in his last at-bat. And he takes the breaking ball down. And the count 1-0. And now, I don't know what that was about. Allen looked like he was going to walk the ball out to the mound. Then handed it off to Osborne, who will instead take the ball out to the rubber. And talk things over with Lance. So Young the batter. Ahead of the count 1-0. Young, member of the Orioles spring breakout roster back in March. There's the breaking ball outside. And the count 2-0. Young finished last year in Aberdeen at a strong close to 2023. The 2-0. High, and it's three balls and no strikes. Young at 293 over his final 15 games. Here's the 3-0, way high ball four, and Aberdeen has a man on with one out in the ninth. Another walk issued today by Brooklyn. That's the eighth free pass given up. Ben Simon is ready down the right field line for Brooklyn. The eight walks tonight by Brooklyn pitching, the most surrendered so far this season in a single game. Douglas Hodo is 1-for-3 as the only Aberdeen hit tonight. Runner goes, pitches low. Throw down by Osborne, the tag late. A stolen base. For Carter Young, the count 1-0 on Hodo. But Aberdeen has a runner in scoring position on Young's fourth stolen base of the year. A 1-0. Inside and low. Make that six straight that have missed for Lancelotti after retiring the leadoff man. Third baseman LaRusso playing towards the line. First baseman Clifford off of it. The 2-0 Hodo interestingly swings away after six straight out of the zone and fouls it off the end of the bat. And the count 2-1. Just see that a lot more these days. Very rarely do you see a guy get a red light when ahead in the count. The 2-1. Nice slider. As Hodo creates a breeze for Drake Osborne, it's 2-2. Adam Retzbach, the number 9 hitter, waits on deck. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase in the dirt. Well, Lancelotti had thrown six straight out of the zone. Hodo did him a favor by fouling off the 2-0 pitch, and Lancelotti responds by throwing two filthy benders to strike him out, and the Cyclones are one out away. And now Adam Retzbach trying to keep the game going for Aberdeen, representing the tying run. Retzbach 0-for-3 tonight. Ground ball to third his last trip. And the first pitch from Lancelotti, another good sweeper. And Retzbach can't hit it. It's 0-1. Carter Young, the man at second with two down. Brooklyn nursing a 2-0 lead. The 0-1. Another slider off the plate. Another swing and a miss. And it's 0-2, and the Cyclones one strike away. 2,700 RPMs nearly on that last breaking ball. And the fans here on Coney Island trying to cheer on one last strike. The 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball outside corner, strike three called, and you can celebrate a Cyclones shutout victory. For the second time this season and the second time in this homestand, Brooklyn pitchers have combined on a one-hit shutout. Brandon Sproat, Jeffrey Colon, Joey Lancelotti, a one-hitter. Under the lights tonight in Brooklyn, your final score. The Brooklyn Cyclones 2 and the Aberdeen Ironbirds nothing already. The fourth shutout of the season for the Brooklyn Cyclones pitching staff. They had a franchise record 11 all of last year, and they're looking to break a new record under pitching coach Dan McKinney here in 2024. We'll take a break. When we come back, the recap report, or as the late, great Bob Murphy would say, the happy recap is next. 2-0 Brooklyn, your final. Back with our final thoughts after these words on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclones Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Well, the pitching was once again the story tonight in this series. A couple of great starting pitchers going at it this evening, but Brooklyn able to squeak across a couple of tallies and some big pitches made by the bullpen. Joey Lancelotti, the man slamming the door shut in the ninth, as the Cyclones beat Aberdeen tonight by a final of 2-0. So welcome you back here to Coney Island. They're getting ready to shoot off some fireworks here in Brooklyn, so we'll try and speed through the post-game show before it starts to get loud in here, or even louder than it already is. But taking you through the game that was here tonight, Zachary Fruit for Aberdeen, Brandon Sproat for Brooklyn. Sproat started off the game strong, retired Aberdeen in order on 12 pitches, and then Brooklyn went to work in the bottom half of the inning. Wilfredo Lara walked and then took second on an errant pickoff throw by Fruit. After Ryan Clifford struck out looking, Stanley Consuegra came to the plate with an opportunity to give Brooklyn the early lead. Stanley Consuegra, the batter for Brooklyn. And he swings at the breaking ball, hits it in the air to left. Back goes Prado to the warning track at the fence, looks around, and that one is off the wall. Lara got a good read. He's around third. He'll slide in head first safely as Stanley Consuegra stops at second with an RBI double, and Brooklyn takes a 1-0 lead. Yeah, Stanley Consuegra just didn't have enough height to get it over the left field wall, but the RBI double, his 100th RBI as a Cyclone, gave Brooklyn a 1-0 lead. It would remain a 1-0 game for a long time. Brandon Sproat made it through five shutout, one-hit innings in this ball game, a career-high 8 strikeouts. Passed the baton on to Jeffrey Colon, who stranded a man at third in the sixth. Brooklyn and Aberdeen remained a 1-0 game into the seventh, and that's when the Cyclones added some more insurance against the Aberdeen bullpen. Nick LaRusso reached with a walk and then took second on a balk after William Lugo struck out. Drake Osborne reached on an infield base hit to second, and that brought up Jeffrey De Los Santos with an opportunity to bring in another tally.
Tonight, lefty batter, one of just two lefties in Brooklyn's starting nine tonight. First pitch, De Los Santos hits it on the ground, through the middle for a base hit, and Brooklyn doubles the lead. LaRusso taps home. Now Osborne got caught up between second and third, makes it back to second as the throw went very strongly to third base.
And Jeffrey De Los Santos, a big RBI base hit, gave Brooklyn a 2-0 lead as the fireworks have started to fire off here on Coney Island. So it was a 2-0 game all the way until the ninth inning. Joey Lancelotti got the final out of the eighth, came back out for the ninth, got Elio Prado to ground out to first, but then walked Carter Young on four pitches. Young would steal second on the first toss of the next at-bat. And then Lancelotti fell behind Douglas Hodo 2-0. So he had thrown six straight pitches out of the zone, and Hodo made a very interesting decision to swing away at a 2-0 pitch, fouled it off, and then Lancelotti never threw another pitch out of the zone the rest of the night. He got Hodo to swing and miss at a couple more outside the zone for the second out, and then Adam Retzbach was the batter with Lancelotti an opportunity to close it out. Lance struck him out on three pitches as the Cyclones win it tonight by a final of 2-0. Winning pitcher tonight for the Cyclones, Brandon Sproat. His second straight victory, five innings, no runs, one hit, four walks, a career-high 8 strikeouts tonight. Losing pitcher, Zach Fruit. He drops to 0-2, gave up just one unearned run on three hits in five innings, a walk, a career-best 7 Ks tonight. Joey Lancelotti, his first save, ending in a third, no runs, no hits, two walks, 2 Ks. Final line score tonight, Aberdeen, no runs, one hit, one error. They left 5. Brooklyn, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They left 5 as well. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 25 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,715 tonight on Coney Island. So with the fireworks going off in the background, we're not going to try and power through the out-of-town scoreboard. We'll give it very briefly to you here on this Friday night. Winston-Salem over Greensboro 13-3. Wilmington leading Hudson Valley 11-7 in the seventh. Asheville loses at home to Greenville 3-2. It was an 8-5 winner for Jersey Shore tonight at home against Bowling Green. And Rome and Hickory are tied at 4 in the top of the ninth. As for the Mets affiliate scoreboard on this Friday night, Mets in Tampa trailing the Rays 10-8 in the top of the ninth. Everything else final. Triple-A Syracuse a 10-1 loss tonight to Rochester Nationals affiliate. Double-A Binghamton, a 7-2 winner over Hartford, the Rockies Farm Club. And single-A St. Lucie falls to Jupiter, Marlins affiliate, 6-3. Our series continues tomorrow. It'll be a 2 o'clock first pitch right here from Coney Island. It'll be Nolan McLean, one of the Mets' top prospects, the two-way unicorn, will take the ball for Brooklyn, 1-1, a 3.86 ERA. It'll be the right-hander Edgar Portez for Aberdeen, no record, a 3.79 ERA. It'll be a day at Shea Day tomorrow. Get your Day at Shea children's book autographed by the authors Eddie and Christina Sledge, the proud sponsors of our reading program, our summer reading program here on Coney Island. Again, 2 o'clock first pitch tomorrow. Gates open at 1. Johnny and I on the airwaves, 1:45. Nolan McLean against Edgar Portez. That'll do it for us here on this Friday night as the Cyclones win a pitcher's duel, a thriller tonight as Brandon Sproat, Jeffrey Colon, and Joey Lancelotti combine on a one-hit blanking of Aberdeen, Brooklyn's fourth shutout already this year. So far, our entire ownership group of the Brooklyn Baseball Company including our Vice President, Stephen Cohen, General Manager, Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager, Billy Harner, our entire crew back in the control room, Ricky Viola, Jamal Clark, Chris Rogers, and of course, as always, for my partner, Johnny Gadamowitz, I'm Justin Rock saying good night and so long from a fireworks show in Brooklyn as the pitching steals the show tonight in a 2-0 Cyclones victory. Hope to have you with us again for the matinee tomorrow afternoon at 2. But until then, have a great rest of your Friday night, everybody. So long from Coney Island.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.